Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 19th of February, and I am recording at 10:10 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, so starting with stock markets here today, a firm tone in the Asia-Pacific region. Now, not all these markets are open, but let me run through the ones that are. Japan, it's extending that breakout from the various indices, and I think this is hugely exciting. It is overbought up here on a short-term stochastics basis, but I'm not too worried about that because it's breaking out of just that big trading range. And that's just a green light here, and some of these breakouts can really run for quite some time, as a number of people who were a bit wary or possibly even short are in the business of getting long. So again, Japan remains one of my favorite stock markets in here, and I'm playing it really through spread bet positions, but you're mostly through spread bet positions. I do have several other positions in Japan though, and I may add to them. Okay, China closed in here. Now, what I also should mention is that most of these markets are still outperforming Wall Street so far this year in U.S. dollar terms. Now, what is open? Drop down to Australia, and tiny bit lower in here today. India, we're seeing reasonable performance. Sensex index up nearly 0.5% in here today. It's gone up for a number of days and is getting close to its all-time high once again. It's reversing a short-term oversold condition, so in other words, nearly back to short-term overbought. Indonesia was the best of the other performers. A couple of tiny losses in some of those indices. Europe, pretty strong across the boards, particularly the EU. The UK index down just a tiny fraction today. Now, Europe is so interesting because the big factor which really has excited so many investors is Mario Draghi's quantitative easing. And that is, of course, a new development. It hasn't even kicked in yet. It kicks in shortly, though, next month. But certainly the stock markets all picked up when announced. And they're not paying a whole lot of attention to the Grexit risk in here. I hope they're right in here, because I've been building a spread bet position in some of these European indices as well. But the more important point is I really like the QE. I hope there's a common sense program that allows Greece to actually stay in the EU. I think that would be a stabilizing factor for the region generally. Although I still would have plenty of doubts about Greece being able to survive it for the long term, but I do think it would mean there were definitely some further and significant gains on offer in the European international companies. Those are the ones that I would be favoring. And Japan, which I was mentioning earlier, of course, is also another big beneficiary of quantitative easing right now. Okay, looking at Wall Street, well, the Dow closed down 0.25 percentage point, tiny 0.1 percentage point by the S&P lower. NASDAQ Composite helped in here, up 0.33 percentage point, and Apple continues to nudge higher here. I don't think I'll be I'm really concerned about Wall Street until Apple loses its form. And of course, it is very much in form right now, albeit a little overbought in the short term. And the performances of the US indices has been impressive. And that Russell 2000 has pushed a little further into new high ground in here today for this move. Okay, looking at government bonds. Now the US 10-year that yields up to 2.11 percent and 2.11%. Now that's a strong rally, as I've been mentioning in these audios, the biggest since October. And it had yesterday it pulled back, but firmer again today. If this runs again to the upside, it will begin to look well. It'll be starting to challenge the overall downtrend, and that could be important. So people in bond markets have had a bad February, and that long U.S. long-dated government bond market have had a bad February. And that might be good for stock markets in the short term. A little bit of switching taking place there. Now, looking at currencies, the dollar's strong, $90 index here, and it's range bound, but it's holding those gains currently. 94.4 as I speak. Among other currencies here, sterling is well just about unchanged, 1.5416. The euro just about, again just about unchanged, 1.1367, and same with the Aussie being unchanged, 0.7790. Not a lot going on in currencies here today, but again that dollar is steady, and that's a headwind for the U.S. stock market. That's why most of the Asian indices and just about all the European indices, except for Spain on the screen I'm looking at right now, are outperforming Wall Street in U.S. dollar terms. And looking at the commodity markets here, well, mixed. I see palladium's improved up to 786, but that's range bound. Silver 16.34, and platinum up a little bit as well, $4, $4 or $5. Gold just about unchanged. Crude oil, which has been choppy, or I should say volatile in percentage terms, down at these low prices, but a quieter day in here right now. The WTI is down 64 cents as I speak, and the Brent is at $60.23. I mean, I think it'll continue ranging, and we may well be near the higher rather than the lower side of the range. I wouldn't be at all surprised if this isn't some sort of a basing pattern, but as you know, there's an awful lot of supply around here right now. And U.S. greens and beans a little bit firmer in soybeans and corn, wheat unchanged overall. So it's a bit of a quieter day than most that we've seen recently. And on that note, I should just mention, don't forget, if you're near anywhere near London, come along to the markets now. I know I keep pushing that, but we've got an outstanding guest speaker, David Brown. Technology and the long-term future. Don't miss it. All the best.